Texte numéro 64. How to treat traditional African art. African art is never far from the headlines these days. Calls for the restitution of artefacts looted during the Canolian era have been coming from Africa for decades, but until recently they had fallen on deaf ears. Now, commitments by national governments such as Germany and France, as well as major museums across the world, to return objects in their collections are coming thick and fast. While Britain has lagged behind the curve, there are signs that this might be changing. Last year, Aberdeen University announced it was to return a sculpture of an African king that, it said, had been acquired by Britain in an extremely immoral manner in 1897. Earlier this year, the Hornimer Museum in London said it was returning all 72 of its Benzin bronzes to modern-day Nigeria. And last month, a debate in the House of Lords featured several voices sympathetic to restitution. Such debates often revolve around philosophical questions, such as whether restitution is a moral imperative or reparations are owed. Yet the importance of these artworks, as well as the clamour for their return, is equally bound up with the complicated tale of what actually happened when they came to the West and what has happened to them since. In Britain, for much of the 20th century, displays of this material were confined to institutions that displayed it as ethnography rather than art. The first survey of African art in the US took place at the Museum of Modern Art in 1935. Wildly successful, it was pitched to New Yorkers as evidence that modern art has, in several of its phases, been much influenced by primitive African art. This was indicative of the fact that art world gatekeepers remained more interested in how Western artists were inspired by African works than in those works themselves. Contemporary African art has recently been booming in the marketplace. Beninois artist Romuald Hazoumé, for instance, is known for his Masque Bidon, witty, satirical reimaginings of traditional African masks made from petrol cans. When I ask him how he considers his work in relation to the art of the past, he does not make mention of formal or stylistic concerns. His connections run deeper. Just as his forebears once created art, he says, to educate our community, Hazoumé sees his own art as a means of protecting his people, warning of contemporary dangers such as oil and plastic consumption. Connections such as these remind us that the question of the meaningful return of Africa's stolen heritage is not only about atoning for the wrongs of the past. The arts of Africa should have pride of place in art's present and future story. Adapted from The Telegraph, November 2022.